CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you, as usual, by G4NJH here in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website under the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 17th of March 2019. Here are the main news headlines. George Dobbs, G3RJV, silent key. RSGB AGM online voting is open. Train the trainers in Cambridgeshire soon. It's with great sadness that we learned this week of the death of George Dobbs, G3RJV, founder of the GQRP Club, and well known for his writing in Sprat, Radcom and Practical Wireless. An obituary for George will appear in the May edition of Radcom. Our thoughts with his family and the many amateur friends worldwide at this difficult time. Voting is open for the RSGB 2019 AGM that takes place on the 27th of April in Birmingham. Members will find the resolutions and other details in the April issue of Radcom and on the RSGB website. There is a Train the Trainers course that's being organised and hosted by Huntingdon Amateur Radio Society for the 30th of March in Buckton St Neots, Cambridgeshire. For more information or to reserve a place, please contact the organiser, David Howlett, via email to secretary@hunts-hams.co.uk. Keith Bird, G4JED, Regional Representative for Region 10, is looking to recruit a volunteer for the post of District Representative for the East Sussex area. The prime duties of this annual and renewable post will be to liaise with the clubs and individuals in that area. There are opportunities to assist others, develop your own ideas to promote interest in amateur radio with the help of a team within Region 10. Anyone wishing to step into these roles should contact Keith, G4JED, via email to rrfigure10@rsgb.org.uk. Greece is the latest newcomer to the 60-metre band. A ministerial decision dated the 26th of Feb, published in the Greek Government Gazette of the 5th of March, this introduced a new frequency allocation table which authorises Greek radio amateurs to use the WRC 15 band on a secondary basis at 15 watts EIRP. The Dayton Hamvention Committee has announced their awards for 2019. Of particular interest is Pietro Begali, I2RTF, the 2019 recipient of Hamvention's Technical Achievement Award. He's best known for designing and producing high-quality Morse keys and paddles. Chris Janssen, DL1MGB/KO2WW, is the winner of Hamvention's 2019 Special Achievement Award. He served as president of World Radio Sport Team Championship 2018, guiding more than 300 volunteers who put on the successful competition in Germany. From the IARU Region 1 Monitoring System newsletter comes reports that Russian over-the-horizon radar has caused severe problems on 14 megs. Sometimes three signals were active at the same time, each system with 14 kilohertz bandwidth and many splatters. The transmitter is located north of Penza in western Russia. The German PTT filed an official complaint and the Dutch PTT has been informed. JVC Kenwood UK has appointed Martin Lynch & Sons as the sole UK distributor for Kenwood amateur radio products. ML&S has earned more Kenwood Amateur Radio Dealer of the Year awards than any other dealer. The sole distributorship for the UK reflects the continued support and commitment, says Kenwood UK. JVC Kenwood is committed to the amateur radio market and will continue to design and manufacture amateur radio equipment. The RSGB has now released a new intermediate training book to support the new amateur radio exam syllabus starting on the 1st of September. The intermediate license manual for radio amateurs has been completely revised, reordered, and contains all the information required for those seeking to upgrade from their foundation call sign. Go to rsgbshop.org for further details. Now details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today the 17th, the 34th Withal Radio Club Hamfest takes place at the Club HQ. Withal House, Silver Street, Withal B476LZ. Doors open 9:45 a.m. with disabled visitors gaining access at 9:30. There's a free on-site parking and admission is £4. There are four halls of traders, including a bring-and-buy and a club stand. Selection of refreshments will be available on the day, and bar facilities within Withal House open from midday. Contact Ian Reeve, M0IDR, on 01386 839655. The Hamzilla Radio Fest and Electronics Fair, hosted by Dover Amateur Radio Club, takes place on the 24th of March. Located at the Discovery Science Park Gateway House, Ramsgate Road, Sandwich, in Kent, CT139FF, doors are open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be bring and buy, lecture, and an RSGB bookstall, special interest groups, and trade stands. Catering is available on site. Contact Aaron, M0IER, on 07714 654267. The Callington Radio Rally takes place on the 24th at Callington Town Hall, Callington in Cornwall, PL177BD. Doors open 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and admittance is £2. There'll be a bring and buy and trade stands, catering available on site, ample free parking in the adjacent car park. The rally is organised jointly by the Devon and Cornwall Repeater Group and Callington Amateur Radio Society. More info and bookings from Roger 2E0RPH 07854 088882. Causeway Coast Glens ARC Radio Rally takes place at Bushmills Community Centre, 14 Dunluce Road, Bushmills, in County Antrim, BT578QG, on the 24th of March. Doors open 11 a.m. Admittance £3. Details from Stephen Figures 769 at TalkTalk.net. To get your event into Radcom, into GB2RS, and on the RSGB website, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk, and we need to know about 4 months in advance for anything to go in Radcom. Now for the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. Cesar V3LYC will be active as stroke KL7 from Little Diomede Island, that's IOTA NA150, between the 18th and 26th of March. Plans are to operate CW and SSB on the 40 to 17 metre bands, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, or via his home call sign, either direct or bureau. Alex 5B4ALX will be active as E6ET from Niue OC040 from the 18th of March to the 2nd of April. He'll operate SSB, CW, RITI and FT8 on 160, 60, 40, 30, 20, 17, 15, 10 and 6 metres. He'll operate FT8 using a multi-answer protocol with a focus on 20 during his day and 40, 60 metres during his night. 0700 to 1700 UTC, QSL via Club Logs OQRS Logbook of the World, or via ISZ4AMS, either direct or via the Bureau. Dagmar DM7PQ and Rainer DL1AUZ will be active as E51NPQ and E51AUZ, respectively, holiday style from Manihiki, which is OC014 North Cooks, until the 25th of March, and from Aitutaki OC083 South Cooks between the 27th and 31st of March. They'll operate CW only. The EIDX Group the expedition to Togo is on the air until the 26th of March. The plan is to operate as 5 Victor 7 Echo India on all bands, 160 to 10 metres, CWSSB and digital, QSL manager M0OXO OQRS. The Italian de-expedition team will be in Uganda until the 25th of March. They'll operate as 5X3C on CWSSB and RITI, 4 QSOs on FT8. They'll use the call sign 5X3ECHO. QSL manager is I2YSB. Now for special event news. Today, the 17th Army Sea and Air Cadets units in the UK will be carrying out Exercise Blue Ham 19 as part of a weekend of activity operating on the 5-metre shared band. Operation is expected to be from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. QSO exchange details can be found on alphacharlie.org.uk. and amateurs may claim a certificate by contacting 10 or more stations over the weekend and submitting a copy of their log sheet. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible for free publicity on GB2RS, Radcom and online, but please remember that UK stations with special event stations must be open to the public, so our free publicity can make your efforts more widely known. Contest news. The Russian DX contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, the 17th. It uses CW and SSB only, 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchange's signal report and serial number. Russian stations also send their oblast code. The Bartag HF RITI contest ends its 48-hour run at 0200 UTC on Monday, the 18th of March, using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands. Exchange signal report, serial number and time. IRTS News reports that there is an evening IRTS counties contest on Tuesday the 19th of March from 2000 UTC. It's a 1 hour contest, 80 metres. SSB and CW, see IRTS.ie for details of the contests. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, UK EI Contest Club DXCW contest runs for 24 hours from 1200 UTC on the 23rd. Using CW only, 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchange is a signal report, serial number and district code. Now for the propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. There is life in the old dog yet, it says. The lone spotted region on the visible disk of the sun managed to produce a minor C1.3 flare on the 8th of March, although not a noteworthy event as far as peak X-ray strength. The flare was associated with an eruption and what appears to be a faint coronal mass ejection. Much of the plasma was likely reabsorbed, but some did manage to escape the sun when viewing coronography images. Coronagraph imagery, I should say, courtesy of the Stereo Ahead spacecraft. This wasn't directed at the Earth and we seem to have missed it. This week has been characterised as relatively settled, with the KP index mainly in the 0 to 2 range. There have been no sunspots since the disappearance of the sunspot we mentioned last week, so overall, not good conditions for radio, as was witnessed by last week's Commonwealth contest. The consensus was that it was one of the worst yet. Nevertheless, some high scores were presented. Stars like G3B8XF, ZF2CA, 9J2BO, plus many VKs and ZLs were worked from the UK. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux will remain at about 79. KP index will also remain relatively settled at 2 or 3. The next big unsettled season session is due on March 26, thanks to a coronal hole with a KP index predicted to hit 5. So look out for aurora and make the most of the settled conditions this week. VHF and up. After a week of more very unsettled weather and strong winds testing your antennas, it's shaping up to be much quieter in the coming week as high pressure returns. After this weekend, the pressure will start to build over the south of the country and develop a strong ridge. High pressure will drift northeast from the Azores and across southern Britain to finish over Germany by the end of the week. The effect of this will be a welcome return to tropo lift conditions, although not especially strong all the time. A good visual indicator may be a layer of stratocumulus cloud at 1 to 2 kilometres above the ground, which will be at the height of the temperature inversion formed by sinking air within the high. These can extend over hundreds of kilometres to give paths well into northern Europe. It could be a good week to test the other modes of VHF and UHF. Try a CW or SSB QSO exchange, and if calling CQ, remember to say what square you are in. The moon reached peak declination last week and is at perigee on Tuesday, so it's a good week for EME with low path losses and high elevations. There are no meteor showers this week, so again we'll have to rely on random meteors around dawn for the best chance of meteor scatter DX. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.